be with you.
And the day I'm recording this episode is actually Star Wars Day in real life, and this feels like going to a Star Wars movie almost. Feels like going to the theater to see Star Wars, because we're here at Halloween Horror Nights in the vault. The HHN vault will be represented twice this season. First with what was HHN 2020 on Roblox. And we are about to do our first scare zone with Anne RK. Remember, man, houses, scare factor, scare zone. If there's a special ride and set design, all come into play here tonight as we enter Anarchy. And it is a, like, neon-lit retro arcade, kind of, and these purgy-looking people are here. According to the guest list, there's a ton of people at Halloween Horror Nights 20. This HHN vault is a huge success. An arcade, I mean, okay, that guy got on our face. The set design is okay, we'll give it a 6. The scare factor, I don't know, a 1, I guess. Overall, the zone itself, I guess we'll say a 5. As we enter The Walking Dead, doing the two houses that we see, you know, the most. Because you can see them as part of the park year-round. And you say what you will about this year-round attraction of The Walking Dead, look at the attention to detail here in the Roblox version. Like, they're making it exactly like the real life version. I also find it interesting, for as many people that were outside at HHN, it's like we get our own private go at the maze. And there's the first zombie. Bicycle girl zombie. A burned up zombie. Coming into the prison, we had the prison guard zombie, the riot zombie. we're in the prison wing, and they're using like the actual audio, maze audio. And now we're in like a zombies in the back of the truck. So, I mean, there is a fair amount of detail in that set design that went into that attraction, that is for sure. So I think it's not a horrible thing to say that the set gets an 8 from me. So we're gonna head over to we're gonna go back through this way and head over to the New York area. And into Vamp 85, our second scare zone of the night. And apparently there are certain times, but here's Vamp 85. Oh shit, it's a goth vamp? And the ball's dropping, we're catching it. Okay, so that's what they were talking about with the ball dropping, apparently. Like every 5 minutes that happens. That's like a Dr. Doom looking vampire. I mean, they are roaming everywhere. But again, not too many of them. Damn, she came hard at me. She came. I mean, there is a lot of vampires. At HHN, there was like a whole show that went into the ball drop. But it still looks exactly the same. I think it looks pretty good, actually. I'll give it an 8 with the stage, and then over here the rock band set. All the vamps look pretty cool. Scare factor, it's definitely better than an arcade. You know, more, a percentage, a higher percentage, I think, tried to scare us. So we'll say the overall score for Vamp, we'll also say 7. That was decent. Now we're about to walk into Ghostbusters, and it looks like the outside of the HHN Hollywood maze, actually. It's actually the first time I'm coming into a maze with somebody else. This looks just like the outside of what the maze was at HHN proper. When you do it in the Universal Studios normal day version, it's a little bit different. There's the librarian. And there we missed her, damn it. So that looks pretty dope. Exactly when they need to. That's pretty dope. Had a black hallway. That was weird.
I am the Keymaster.
This is pretty impressive, man.
Are you a god?
No.
Then.
This girl is wearing me out.
When someone asks you if you're a god.
And stay puff with this.
came, we saw, we kicked it.
Well, set design, I don't know what else you could ask for. 10. There's like only one like black room. And we know that only 4 will go to the tournament of champions. So here we go into giggles and gore. This I know. I think I remember this being one of the scariest houses at HHN this event. And like an industrial looking building. And a more real looking sinister clown just popped out of nowhere. It's black and white clown, anamorphic jester. Dead-eyed clown. Moving its head back and forth. I get a very uneasy feeling in this house. This is one of the creepier houses. Like, look at that thing. That's... it's just uneasy looking. That anamorphic thing. It's a very Andrew Kane vibe. What the hell is this guy doing? Like, what's happening here? This is HHN. And there's that one dude again. God damn it. And look at that guy side-eyeing us. Like, he knows he can't be animated to turn at us. But he's side-eyeing the shit out of us, and I don't like it. Look at this thing. Like, come on, man. Freaking glass maze. Back outside and into a castle facade. It almost reminds me of Dark Ride from Knott's Berry Farm, and it is supposed to be like Dark Ride, I guess. Circus, and that is a scene from Dark Ride. This is looks just like Dark Ride. Actually think set design, I'm gonna say it was probably like a 7. Scare factor though is also a 7, so overall we will just call it a 7. 7's across the board for it. That we basically have HHN to ourselves. Who are these guys? It's freaking a Roman chainsaw horde. And look at this. Killer clowns from outer space. HHN could use Killer Clowns to be good. They're on overall house score, they're at 2 7s and an 8. Set design, they're doing better. They need an overall score of 39 to be in the top 4 for now.
It was a night like any other night. Then something happened.
And I don't know if you saw my shirt or not, but...
You see that?
something.
I very much love this house and this movie.
Why now? Why clowns?
On the clown's ship here. Oh shit. It's the shadow puppet scene, and there's Slim. Fatty, Fatso, and Shorty. The clown scene. Fun house. This is wild. Clowns coming after us.
Pizza!
Pizza! Now we're in the house. Slim out there. Points his gun at us. We're in the bathroom. Through the window. Interesting. Now we're right back onto the ship. That felt very forced. Find candy room. It's a 7, like Giggles and Gore. scare factor. There was a lot of the clowns, but it wasn't that scary. I'm going to say it's a 4. Overall, that house, sadly, I think is actually another 7. I think it's worse than Giggles and Gore and Walking Dead, but to call it, like, a lot better is... no. And even HHN has its plant people when there's no scare zone officially. And this is Forsaken Bayou. And we will see how crazy this is. Like a giant voodoo doll. We have
the
river
boats. Crossroads of hell. We shall have blood spilled within this bayou. I ask those who dare witness. Do you desire an offering? Then a potion I shall brew to bring us the spirits of our ancient traditions. The first I add to this wicked brew is simply the foundation, a pint of blood. The next ingredient is a bone of a vulture, representing our countless years of scavenging in our infancy. The final addition is but the soul of a traitor, one turn against their own brother. The offering I have promised has been delivered. Wreak havoc, my spirits!
Holy smokes. This is... this is crazy. This is well done. So just coming out of Forsaken Bayou, man, and set design, I'm telling you right now, that was a 10. For a scare zone, that was perfect. Scare factor, creepy. Super creepy, actually. Creepiest thing all night, I'm saying it's an 8. Scare zone, with that show, another 10. That was big for this Halloween Horror Night. Remember, the Tournament of Champions is graded on certain things. Not just necessarily houses. And it'll be different for the Haunt Tournament than the Theme Park Tournament. But one thing could be like IP versus original house. Look at this Slaughter Cinema facade. It's like a drive-in movie theater. This is pretty dope. And you are going into the
doll that
This is pretty dope. Look at this.
The popcorn can't be beat. The sparkling drinks are just dandy. The chocolate bars and the candy. So let's all go to the...
Which one are we going into? Hold on. That actually fucking startled me. The Swamp Yeti? This is creepy. Like, oh shit. Some kind of monster. And thankfully, we're back in the fucking lobby. And this is their take on Seniority Sacrifice. Remember, we saw this maze by Arcs. We saw his is different. I would wonder if we ever see this HHN versus our taunt in the Terminate. This is, I mean, that noise is just gnarly. Jesus. Stabbing that guy. And we're back into the lobby. Revenge of the Space Vampires. Santa Claus. Damn, it's a facade within a facade. We're going into a house. Snowing, daring Christmas. I mean, this is pretty. Shit. Amazon cannibals from planet hell. We have seen Arcs Haunt's take on that. is very different than this. This is dark. Is gnarly, and now we're out of the theater, and the usher, that sure looked like an appearance by the usher at the end there. Holy smokes, what a little HHN icon Easter egg. Look. I'm not gonna lie to you, that right there is exactly what they needed to get back in this game. Set design, I thought that was awesome. I thought that was easily an 8. Scare factor, also, I think that was all caught in the top 4 of this competition, because you have right now Fright Sanity at a 65, you have Hour of Terror at a 56, Hell's Domain at a 53, Arx Haunt at a 38. So if you're in the top 4, it actually kind of eliminates the fact that we would see really a anything from there. But man, oh man, the Forsaken Bayou. Was such a great scare zone, and the Slaughter Cinema are sadistic. No. Yes, Slaughter Cinema. Both really, really coming strong.
The first I add to this wicked brew.
Another thing, the show will be a huge, I think, a big time component where it'll be additional attraction and or show that is looked at in their term, because that's what I jacked Fantasy in the Sky or Show in the Sky kind of would come. Cyber Scream. So let's see what this is like as a scare zone. supposed to be like a computer chip world? So Cyber Scream, set design, we'll give like a 6 to it, looked cool I guess. Scare factor is like a 3, scare zone, the lighting and everything, I'll say a 6. We're now about to do graveyard. Outside of the sound stage is a crashed car or broken down car outside of a graveyard. Graveyard Madness, the official title on that one. Different names on all the different tombstones in the crypt, and these zombies are already coming to life. Holy smokes. Out of feels like it could be like a Universal monster movie. Making our way through another clip too. Bunch of heads on the wall there. Candles. Dude. That was pretty dope. House from Poltergeist? This is wild. Like, look at this scene played so bad. Okay, do I think it was as good overall as Slaughter Cinema? Set design-wise, I don't think so, just because there was a lot of things, but there was some pretty cool animated things. But I'm gonna say 7 set design. Scare factor though, there were some creepy things. I'm gonna say 8. again. And house-wise, I'm also going to say 8, just because even though there was some transitions, the actual show factors, I thought, were pretty good. And now, you gotta keep in mind though, they don't have any ride, so instead of out of fit, you know, they're already, the best they could do is something out of 40, and they're being evaluated throughout a 50. So, when you put that in the perspective, it's kind of different. Now we have the final scare zone of the night is Rob Zombie. This apparently has a show. And it too, that we will wait for. Set design, and we say this, you know, we said this in beginning of haunt season when we started to do virtual stuff last year. The monster, can't remember if it was Monster Park or if it was Movie Park that had the Rob Zombie scare zone. I think it was Monster Park. And it was so much better than what this is. The set design here is kind of abysmal. Like, yeah, you made it full of crap, but in the end of the day, it's still just full of crap. So it's like 3. And this looks like this is the rave. It should be like this all the time. Because this right, what it's doing right now, this looks way better than how it looked not like this. It's still not perfect. It's still, you know, after seeing my first impression, it's not enough for me to raise it to a 4 on set design. But if this was the only version of it that I saw, I may have raised it to a 4. Scare factor. It's like they were working. We'll say they were actually in my face more than Cyber Scream, but we'll still just say 3 because this thing is not creepy looking at all. And overall, scare zone with like a special thing that's mixed in, we'll say a 5. Because without it, it would have just been kind of they're working hard, but it looks like hell. And with this, that helps. And the final to watch this show and then finally watching it.
Thank you.
damn, we're not done. We're just doing the... Now we're going into number two? No way, dude. Starcore Mall for number three, so they skip right over to. Yeah, just kind of like a number two tease and a number three tease with. Oh shit. It's kind of dope. This is like a pretty decent representation in number three for an epilogue. They're doing the Billy scene, they went through Chips Ahoy. And also, I'm not sure if three was all the way out yet. Or did it just come out? Set design, that was a 10, along with Ghostbusters and Forsaken Bayou, Stranger Things was a 10. So out of, and there's a lot of things in that category, that was a 10. Scare zone, our scare factor, I'll say it was a 7. Wasn't really necessarily scary, but the Demogorgons were really cool. House, though, that was a 10. That was the best house of what was this event. I don't know how much of it was true to the actual event when it first came out, but that's what, you know, I felt. It was, and it was a close, you know, Graveyard Madness at 8, Slaughter Cinema at 9, and this at 10, also Ghostbusters in at 8, Walking Dead Killer Clowns, and Giggles and Gore at 7, so everything fairly, you know, from 7s to 10s. Alright, man, so again, the current standings are Fright Sanity 65, Hour of Terror 56, Hell's Domain 53, Arch-Taunts 38, Stranger Things at Brick World officially eliminated, but they are at 26. But that top four is that 65, 56, 53, 38. This is how we had HHN. No special ride, so already we're dealing with only 40 points, which is a detriment to Halloween Horror Nights. They're out of 40 points. That's not like how we're grading them, but that's just, you know, they already cannot get 10 points that like a Fright Sanity could. Houses. Overall score of a 7. Scares Factor, overall score of a 5. Scare Zones, overall score of just a 5.5. Set Design, overall score of a 7.5. And is that consistency? Take into account the consistency and everything. That we have now. Time to find out. The overall score is a 25 out of 50. And with that 25 divided by 50, we all now know, is an overall score of 50. And what that does is that puts Halloween Horror Nights 2020 into the game underneath both, actually, Hell's Domain and Hour of Terror, which is kind of surprising, and is Halloween Horror Nights 2020, even with some 10s, is only good for 4th place in this competition, and we still have Monster Park, we still have Movie Park with their 3 mazes, and we still have Halloween Horror Nights, what was Halloween Horror Nights 2019, to compete. One thing I could say for certain, now officially, only one Halloween Horror Nights will represent Halloween Horror Nights in the Tournament of Champions, because there is no Halloween Horror Nights in 2020, and by this Halloween Horror Nights only coming in 4th place. Again, no rides were open as part of this event. An interesting decision. I don't know why they did that, but that cost them 10 points right off the top. Let's say they got an 8 out of 10. Just out of retrospective, let's say all the rides were open and we were like, hey, that averaged out to a 7 out of 10. 32 divided by 50 would have been a 64 and would have put them in 2nd place. So the fact that no rides were open was huge, because the fact that no rides were open, still, the park, this event, good enough for 4th place, but it, you know, assured only this version of Halloween Horror Nights are the 2019 version of Halloween Horror Nights in the HHN Vault will be involved in the event later on this year after what is 2021 haunt season. So, anyway, man, I thank you for watching. Again, we now have Fright Sanity still at number 1 with 65. Hour of Terror still at number 2 with 56. Hell's Domain still, surprisingly, that wild card has made a huge impact on this season at number 3 with 53. And now, Halloween Horror Nights officially eliminating Arx Haunt from competition with a 50, Arx Haunt with a 38, and then the Stranger Things at Brick World with a 26, but will not be continuing on. But I have a feeling, man, that we are not done with that top 4. that Monster Park, even maybe even Movie Land, and HHN 2019, I have a feeling we're going to see some moving around before we're done, and that may be all the way through to the number one spot. So, anyway, thank you for watching. Take care, everybody. We will see you later. Goodbye now.